Park City financial advisor and marathoner Joe Cronley ran the Boston Marathon Monday to celebrate his 40th birthday. He finished the race in 3 hours, 22 minutes, and as one of the first groups out of the starting gate, he was one of the first to cross the finish line. He tells KPCW that he had already had a celebratory beer and was back at the hotel packing when he heard about the bombings at the finish line.
I was there at that point about 90 minutes before it happened and finished the race. And then my wife and I went to a local pub and had a Sam Adams and then got back to our hotel to shower up. And then I actually heard the news from my mother, who lives here in Park City, and she called and said, "Hey, are you okay? We just heard about some explosions near the finish line." And so we turned on the news, and that's when we became aware of it. Yeah, from there, we just headed to the airport to catch the plane back.
The runner's high of finishing such a challenging race, he says, quickly turned to sadness and anger.
Just a very tragic and sad situation at a very, you know, it's just a great all-American event, and it's an international event, and I hate to see it, something like this happen there.
He says while reality hits that safety can never be guaranteed at such a public event, he says he won't let it stop him from participating in future races. His goal is to continue running the Boston Marathon every decade.
You know, there's a lot of things bad happening at this type of event or any of them. And I think, you know, if we just live in fear and control our life, then, you know, the terrorists win. And, yeah, I think we do have to manage the risk and make smart decisions, but we can't let it control our life.
That's Park City resident and Boston Marathon participant Joe Cronley. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.